FBI. So a doctor walks into a hospital, sees 12 patients, and spends 6 hours doing paperwork. Not medicine, paperwork, and somewhere in Silicon Valley, a handful of startups just raised hundreds of millions of dollars betting they can fix that. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. There is a quiet revolution happening inside hospitals right now, and it has nothing to do with robots doing surgery or AI diagnosing cancer. It's way more boring than that, and somehow way more important. Here's the setup. AI. The average physician in the United States spends somewhere between 1 and 2 hours on administrative work for every hour they spend actually with patients. Documentation, charting, prior authorization, which if you've never heard of it, is basically the process where your doctor has to ask your insurance company for permission to give you the treatment they already decided you need. It is as maddening as it sounds, and it is one of the biggest bottlenecks in American healthcare. Enter ambient documentation, AI. The concept is almost embarrassingly simple. You put a microphone in the room. The AI listens to the conversation between doctor and patient, and it writes the clinical notes automatically. No more doctor staring at a screen while you're trying to describe your symptoms. No more 2 hours of charting after a full day of seeing patients. The company everyone is talking about right now is Abridge. They just closed a $150 million Series C, bringing their total raise to over $212 million. And here's the number that made me do a double take. Kaiser Permanente deployed Abridge across 40 hospitals and over 600 medical offices. That is not a pilot program. That is a rollout. And the projections suggest documentation time could drop by more than 50%. Here's where it gets interesting though. Abridge isn't stopping at note-taking. They're now moving into prior authorization, partnering with Highmark Health to automate the back and forth between doctors and insurers in real time. Think about what that means. The AI listens to the encounter, writes the note, and simultaneously starts the insurance approval process. The two most time-consuming administrative tasks in medicine handled before this patient even leaves the room. And honestly, AI. I think this is one of those moments where the technology and the problem are perfectly matched. The ROI is obvious, the regulatory risk is lower than diagnostic AI, and the pain point is so well understood that health systems are lining up to pay for it. This isn't a solution looking for a problem, this is a fire hose aimed directly at a 5-alarm fire. But here's the thing, while everyone was watching Abridge grab headlines, something else was happening quietly in the background. AI. And it involves a company called Ambience Healthcare. Backed by Sequoia, Y Combinator, and Andreessen Horowitz, basically the Mount Rushmore of venture capital, and a pharmacy-focused startup called Plenful that most people outside healthcare operations have never heard of. Ambience isn't just building a note-taker, they're positioning themselves as a full revenue cycle platform. AI, their product, AutoScribe, handles real-time scribing, but they've extended into coding, compliance, and what the industry calls revenue integrity, making sure hospitals actually get paid correctly for the care they deliver. Because here's something wild. Hospitals lose billions every year, not because they didn't provide care, but because the documentation and coding was wrong or incomplete. That's not a clinical problem, that's an administrative problem, and AI is genuinely good at administrative problems. And then there's Plenful, which is doing something I find genuinely underrated. AI, they're focused entirely on pharmacy operations. 340B auditing, inventory planning, document processing, prior authorization for medications. It's niche, it's unglamorous, and if you're thinking, wait, why does a pharmacy need AI for auditing? The answer is that 340B is a federal drug discount program with extraordinarily complex compliance requirements, and getting it wrong costs health systems real money. Plenful is basically saying, we will be the AI for the back office that nobody talks about, but everybody needs now AI. Here's the counterweight to all of this excitement, because there always is one. Analysts are already raising the commoditization flag. Ambience scribing specifically is getting crowded fast. Microsoft, through their Nuance Dragon Copilot product, already had speech recognition deployed in 77% of US hospitals before generative AI even became a thing. Advocate Health, one of the largest health systems in the country, chose Microsoft's Dragon Copilot as part of their multi-vendor AI rollout. Big tech is not sitting this one out. AI, and if you're thinking, wait, didn't Microsoft say they were all in on healthcare AI like 3 years ago? Yeah, they did. And they've been quietly building ever since while startups got the press. Quick hits before we go. Bessemer Venture Partners is explicitly flagging evaluation infrastructure and specialty foundation models as the next strategic layer in healthcare AI, meaning the picks and shovels play is coming. Google and Anthropic are mostly model layer players in this space right now, not shipping workflow products directly, but that could change fast. AI. And someone in the healthcare IT world pointed out that the biggest risk with all of this isn't the AI hallucinating, it's health systems buying 5 different ambient AI tools that don't talk to each other, which honestly sounds exactly like how healthcare IT has always worked. So here's the thread connecting all of today's stories. The AI that's actually changing healthcare right now isn't the dramatic stuff. It's not the AI reading your MRI. It's the AI filling out the form so your doctor doesn't have to. It's the AI that sits between the doctor and the insurer and says, I've got this. AI, the boring infrastructure of medicine, is getting its first real upgrade in decades. And the companies that nail the workflow, not just the model, the actual workflow, are going to be worth an enormous amount of money. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.